In Texas, this was going to be one of the best years farmers had seen in a long time. The cotton crop was projected to bring in record prices and even clear out many families' debt. But, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the massive rainfall winds and slow drying out process have left many farmers overwhelmed and worried.
At Altie's Cajun Seafood Restaurant in Winnie, Texas, the place is packed. Even the lunchtime has long come and gone. No one is in a hurry to get back to their fields. They can't. They're flooded. David Merle says nearly 400 acres of his rice are totally submerged.
There's not much we can do. We're still waiting on the water to get down so by road we can get into these fields. We've got our roads cross a gully out at the farm and the water's still too deep for us to get through it.
Luckily, Merle had just harvested some of his rice before Harvey dumped nearly 50 inches here. But fourth-generation cattle and rice farmer Gerald Bauer decided to bring his cows in first, then cut his rice crop. Unfortunately, he says, he miscalculated by 1 week.
Normal year, we're fine. We can get in, cut it, we're not late. But Mother Nature decided we were late this year.
For Adam Leges, who runs an aerial fumigation service with his brother, they won't know for weeks if any of their equipment is salvageable. Four of his crop dusters are underwater at the local airport.
I've never seen it. Nothing like this. I don't think anybody in here has seen it.
It will take months, maybe even a full year, to get final figures on Texas agriculture losses to Harvey. Gene Hall is with the Texas Farm Bureau.
I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations.
Roughly, Hall says, just looking at cotton, Texas's number two ag product, farmers lost at least a fifth of the crop.
We think that it could be as much as $135 million.
And Hall says for rice farmers, 20% of their crops are still stuck in the ground. Rice farmer John Galding pulls on tall rubber boots up to his knees to get through the high water still filling his fields.
How high is this water we're standing in?
About 8 inches.
And how high did it actually get?
Up to the top.
Which is about?
I'm going to say 30 to 36 inches.
Galding, who's 71 and took over the rice business from his father, faces a frustrating situation. Rice stalks sit atop his plants ready for harvest. With each passing day, though, the kernels get drier and drier, while the bottom of the plant remains flooded, too wet to bring in any machinery.
The sad thing is out of all the fields we've harvested, this is a new variety to us, and it had the potential to be our highest yielding.
And unlike other rice producers who will plant a second crop later in the year, Galding farms crawfish on this field. The small crustaceans burrowed into the ground to hibernate. He won't know whether they survived and will reemerge until next spring, possibly adding to his losses. Farmers in Texas say they feel like the rural families and businesses have been forgotten in the rush to help the cities, especially Houston. They're even more worried they'll be left behind as attention turns to South Florida and Hurricane Irma's likely arrival in a few days. Right now, everyone here is just trying to be patient. Like Marcia Bauer, who owns Texas Saltgrass, the local feed store in Winnie. She says half of her monthly income is from credit she gives out.
And it's not just me that's being affected because we are such a small rural community. A lot of the businesses carry the farmers.
She sent out her statements the day before the town flooded. Hopefully, she says, the farmers finally got her bill now that mail service is back up and running. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Winnie, Texas.